The incredible act. As the Popemobile passed through, the crowd at St. Peter's Square of the Vatican City applauded. No one was aware of the approaching danger. When the Pope fell after several loud bangs, people were shaken up. The Pope was rushed to the hospital immediately by an ambulance. A man with a gun was arrested. The Pope survived, although he was badly wounded. When he was still on his sickbed, he asked people to pray for my brother, whom I have sincerely forgiven. Later on, he even visited the killer at the prison cell. Nobody knew what they had talked about in private, but people were impressed by his incredible act. A few days later, a sprout came out from the soil. It grew into a small plant. In a week's time, there was a big flower bud. When Leo visited Granny Secret, he noticed that her gray hair turned black. The wrinkles on her face disappeared too. She became Lady Secret. Leo looked at the bud and asked, "When will the flower blossom?" "When we no longer have to keep the secret," said Lady Secret. It was finally the anniversary day of Leo's parents. Leo's father gave the present to his mother. She was very surprised. Leo ran to flower field. The bud did blossom into a beautiful sunflower. Just then, a girl about the same age as Leo came out from the hut. "Have you kept your promise, Leo?" the girl asked. "Yes, I have." "You are Granny Secret?" Leo asked. "Yes, you are right," the girl explained. I was the helper of a magician. I told the secret of his magic to a friend. And soon everybody knew how the magic worked. The magician was very angry. He had turned me into an old lady. In order to become young again, I need to keep 100 secrets for children. Thank you, Leo. The secret you shared is my 100th one.
Wow! 100 secrets?
Leo marveled. That is not easy.